Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the last book of the New Testament, the revelation of Jesus Christ to John. Lesson 2, Among the Lampstands on Patmos. The Apostle John was taken captive as if he were a criminal and taken to a lonely island. Here is Patmos between Greece and Turkey. Here this point. It's a small rocky island. Only a few miles long and broad. You can walk from one end to the other in a few hours. And there he was, isolated. John should not have any contact with other people because the emperors feared he might talk about Jesus. Of course he would do that. Jesus was his life. And he had seen how Jesus had been crucified and then how he had been resurrected. He had seen him going to heaven. He had lived with Jesus for 3.5 years. Jesus was everything for him. And he was the last living apostle. So people gathered together and asked him questions, and therefore he was taken away on this island, and then there he should be alone, not able to do any mission any longer. The emperors thought so. He would do no longer any mission. But his words, they speak even 2,000 years after that. The days of John on the island, he describes like this. Revelation 1, verse 9. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation. He knows what he's going to say, what he's talking about. I am your companion in tribulation. He knows what it means, being persecuted. And I am your brother in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. I was in the isle that is called Patmos. What for? For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. There are some people in the Bible who hoped that God would deliver them out of their troubles. And some were delivered and some not. John the Baptist, he died in prison. Stephen, he was stoned to death. Paul, the apostle, was stoned too, but he survived. Daniel's friends were thrown into the furnace, fire. The soldiers who had thrown them in, they died on the outside of the furnace, outside. It was so hot that they were dead there. And these three were thrown into the furnace, and they did not die. Some were rescued, some were delivered, others died. And the words of the three friends of Daniel were the following. God is able to deliver us, to rescue us. No problem for him. If he wants to do it, we do not know. But that's not a thing we care for. We want to be obedient to his word, and therefore we do not bow in front of your statue. That's it. Full stop. This is trusting in God. What an honor to be tested in such a way.